Well, Dennis, as we look at what's happening in the markets, you and I were just talking about a variety of different factors that are kind of working into this grain complex today, and we are seeing some lower numbers. But you say that the upside move just might not be done yet.
Yeah, we like the corn market. We've been impressed with the action of recent kind of chewing through resistance. It's not a real fast market. You know, it's not a weather market or anything like that. But keeping it as simple as possible, quite frankly, fewer corn acres is what we expect going into corn production this spring, yet record large corn demand. I mean, projections are record large for corn usage going into this this crop that we've currently harvested. So that could make the market a little bit jumpy if the growing season does not go pretty perfect.
And, of course, that's something yet to be seen as to how much of a weather market this spring will turn into.
You bet. But, it's again, there's dry pockets. It's going to get a little bit late in the south because of too wet. So maybe it's not going to be ideal. And, again, if it's not ideal, we think there's potential for upside moves.
And you're going to see a lot of positioning as well ahead of Tuesday's report?
Oh, yes. It's going to be an important report. And they always contain some kind of a surprise. And so you can't even really outguess where will the surprise lie. So, yeah, Tuesday's information is going to be awful important for the grain complex.
We're hearing of some big yields coming in out of South America.
Continue to hear that as well. Yes, that seems to be the factor and the facts. And again, we are amazed at how well the soybean market in general is taking this news. You know, good crop from our shores, now another good crop from South America, yet we've got a soybean market that's very resilient.
And the dollar influence is going to continue for these grains?
It will. In our opinion, the dollar is going to bottom out and head back up. That's our opinion on the direction of the dollar, which typically, you know, will that be bullish or bearish? Typically, you would think negative as far as grain exports.